Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3, and every week we deep dive into the biggest headline coming out of Singapore with our colleagues from the Straits Times. This week we speak to journalist Chu Yun Ting about trailing events with up to 250 attendees, which is intended to open the doors to holding events at an even larger scale here in Singapore. The pandemic has had a huge impact on the MICE space here. Let's hope this announcement brings some much needed good news. Yun Ting, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, how are you?
Let's first talk about Trade and Industry Minister Chan Chun Sing announcing this earlier this week. What was the impetus, you think, for increasing the maximum number from 50 currently to 250, and why now?
So, you know, increasing the maximum capacity for MICE events is part of, you know, the gradual opening of Singapore's economy. Mm. And, you know, also because of the importance of the MICE industry to Singapore, it contributes some 34,000 jobs and close to 1% of our GDP. And I mean, broadly, it's also about Singapore's position as a global business hub. You know, in terms of the timing, so last month, they had a trial event that was successful, and this has given the government the confidence, you know, to expand the maximum capacity to more attendees.
What does successful mean?
Right.
So, I mean, like, no one got sick.
Yeah, that ultimately is what is success, right? But, yeah, you know, because the last month, the trial event was at Resorts World Sentosa. It was the IEEE's International Conference on Computational Electromagnetics. And the key was that, you know, it demonstrated the success of safe management measures that have been put in place by STB, you know, mandated by them, such as, you know, safe distancing of 1 meter at all times, individual platings of meals instead of the usual buffets at conferences, you know, wearing color-coded lanyards, and, you know, no mingling between cohorts of delegates, staggered arrival and departure times.
So this increasing of the maximum number of attendees, there's a process, right? Organizations need to apply, there's criteria they need to meet. Talk us through it.
You know, the applications to hold these MICE events with up to 250 attendees will be open from 1st October. So the event organizers will be able to accommodate 5 zones of 50 attendees. So that's why, you know, there's a maximum of 250 people. Mm. And attendees will be divided into cohorts of 20. So there's no intermingling between cohorts as well. Applications are strictly for MICE events. So this means work-related events that are targeted at internal audiences, including employees. So like, say, you have a broad staff town hall, that's not going to be allowed.
Or, oh, you know, also, if you and I want to organize some kind of get-together, that's not allowed either.
Yeah, no, it's purely for MICE events.
Right.
So, you know, the organizers need to implement safe management measures. So this encompasses the entire journey for an attendee. So it's from before they arrive in Singapore and after they return home post-event. So the organizer needs to submit an application and event proposal, which will be assessed by the Singapore Tourism Board. And this has to be approved by the Ministry of Trade and Industry as well. So its related marketing efforts can only be carried out after the approval has been granted.
Of course.
So organizers need to submit the application and event proposal at least 1 month prior to the event. So STB and MCI will take up to, say, 14 business days. Yeah, 14 business days to assess each application. And more details have been put up on STB's website.
Minister Chan also mentioned working with overseas partners to learn best practices. Tell us more.
So, you know, working with overseas partners, trying to understand what industry best practices. This is something that Singapore does, you know, not just for the MICE industry, this is something that we do across all sectors. So, you know, specifically here, Singapore has been looking at, closely at industry findings, looking at how such events are being held overseas, such as studies done by International Association of Convention Centres, you know, the Global Association of World's Leading Trade Show Organisers. It's been about looking at what other countries have been putting in place, what has been working for them, how effective these are, and adopting these practices where necessary for us as well.
So the MICE sector you mentioned is really important to Singapore, not just money, say GDP, 1%, etc. It's also reputational for Singapore, because also the MICE sector here can't rely on a domestic market, too small, I reckon. So this must be encouraging to the sector, this news.
Yeah, it's a massive, massive boost. So, you know, unlike countries like the US, my sector is very international. We don't have like thousands
of... domestic market, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that. So industry players here, they have been adapting, right, to, you know, the past few months where, you know, they adopt a hybrid model, which means they have both a physical and virtual event. Mm. But, you know, in terms of virtual events, it can't replace the impact and reach that physical events have, the kinds of interactions that are afforded for both exhibitors and also attendees. you can get a larger scale and broader reach through your virtual events, but revenue is definitely not the same. You charge for a physical booth, it's many, many times of what you would be able to for a virtual booth. Same goes for a ticket. An attendee is not going to pay, say, $250 to attend a three-day event online.
As virtually.
Yeah. So that revenue-wise, it's a bit hit. So, you know, this announcement, it's a huge, huge thing for organizers because it makes it easier for them to plan for coming months. You know, the events that have been shelved over the past 6 months or so, it makes it possible for them to kind of talk to their clients. Because, you know, for events to be planned effectively, it usually takes a gestation period of about 6 months. This kind of gives them a go-ahead where, you know, they talk to their clients about events for the next year or so. How can they move that forward? So this is really important for them.
So the Alliance for Action on Enabling Safe and Innovative Visitor Experiences, one of the coalitions convened by the Emerging Stronger Task Force, has developed a prototype for this safe trade shows and exhibitions. Do we know what this looks like? Much like what you described, cohorts of people, safe distancing, etc.
I mean, the prototypes they're talking about is also about how the physical space is going to look like. Some things that are being developed and tested for the resumption of safe trade shows include like meeting pots and exhibition booths with plexiglass glass. So you know, you've seen the photos of how Parliament is like, you know, they have that glass panels. So it's something like that, and that's going to be at the exhibition booths. So, I mean, the whole objective of these prototypes is to make sure that delegates can get to interact as they normally would in a regular trade show setting, but ensuring that it's safe enough for them to do so. So having these prototypes in place, designed specifically for MICE events, this is what they're looking at. So I think the first event where some of these prototypes can be tested out at is this event called Travel Revive. So this is going to be...
pressure's on, right?
Yeah, I think that's going to be at Marina Bay Sands in November. So, and also, like, there's an amount of first pilot events that is going to be held under the new maximum capacity. It's the Singapore International Energy Week Conference 2019. Mm. So, that's going to be held in the last week of October at Marina Bay Sands as well. So, you know, some of the measures that are being implemented is, as per, you know, STB safe management measures, you know, they're going to double the distance between tables. You know, they're going to equip meeting rooms with teleconferencing capabilities. They have to meet this requirement, which is 10 square meters of space per attendee.
Okay.
That's the guidelines for event spaces that are larger than 930 square meters, which is about the size of, say, you know, 10 four-room HDB flats.
Wow. Yeah. I expect then when if you want to organize an exhibition, you're going to need a larger space now if you'd like more people in because of the need to safe distance them, right?
Yeah, of course. And you know, the way that they design how the existing convention centers are being used, I think they really have to relook at how the space is optimized, not just for the event organizers, but also, you know, the venue operators.
Chu Yunting, journalist at The Straits Times. Yunting, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Howie.
This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.